Over the next year and a half, more than a million workers in Illinois will start saving money for their retirement, where they might have been saving nothing before. It's part of a new program run through the Treasurer's Office. State Treasurer Michael Frerix joins us to talk about the Secure Choice program. You've just started a pilot effort and are already learning things about the larger program.
There are 8 employers who signed up to participate in Secure Choice, and this is the first wave. We deliberately worked with a smaller number of employers, but from different parts of the state and different industries and different size employers to try and learn something. Well, we've already discovered that some employers have said that there were problems with the website. It wasn't clear that they could submit an Excel spreadsheet with all their employees' names in it, so we've made that change to accommodate them. We also had some employees who worked in the service industry. Our program is set up for a percentage deduction, and they said, you know, my income changes every week, every month. Can I just give a flat contribution to my IRA? And they can. It was a change we made. And we expect we're going to learn and we're going to make more improvements as we go forward.
There is a Bloomington Normal business in this test program. Tell us about that.
Fox and Hounds. So we're working with one employer here in McLean County. We have employers in Chicagoland, in Peoria, in Bloomington, Springfield, and Mount Vernon. We wanted them spread out around the state to see if there were any problems. So far, the rollout has gone well, and we're looking very much forward to a larger wave of employers signing up this fall.
What is the uptake on employees who are saying, you know what, I want to be part of this now that it's being offered?
Everyone knows they need to save for their retirement. Unfortunately, if you have to go out and set up your own account and choose your investments and write checks, too many people put it off. About half of working age adults in our country have less than $5,000 saved for retirement. They're not going to be able to enjoy their golden years. That is not going to be a retirement with dignity. And so we need to make it easier for people to save their own money for their retirement. Studies have shown if you have a workplace retirement savings option, you are 15 times more likely to be saving for your retirement. So we think the answer is Secure Choice, giving people that option to have automatic payroll deduction, where it's taken out of your paycheck, it never comes to you, you don't miss it, but then it's invested and it grows over time. So when you reach retirement, you've got a little nest egg there so that you can have a retirement with some dignity. So employees are automatically enrolled, an automatic 5% contribution to their own individual Roth IRA. They can increase that, they can decrease that, or they can opt out. But so far, the participation rates have been pretty good. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that more people are saving their own money for retirement so that they can really enjoy their golden years.
Is the Roth the right instrument for these middle to low income people who are likely to be enrolled?
We have a Secure Choice Savings Board. It's a bipartisan board. We reached unanimous agreement on this, especially for younger employees who are going to have many years to contribute and hopefully have tremendous growth in terms of interest earned. We think the Roth IRA is the best choice for them.
Why? Rather than something that is tax deferred, that they can pay the tax penalty if they actually need to get it out. If for a Roth, you're prepaying the tax.
But the growth in the account, you don't pay taxes on. We think that doing that way will ultimately, they'll realize much more savings, much smaller tax burden.
Next step for rollout.
This fall, we're going to start enrolling employers with more than 500 employees. And then the following spring, we'll move to medium-sized employers. And then next fall, the smallest employers out there. Ultimately, this program is going to affect about 1.2 million Illinoisans. 1.2 million Illinoisans will hopefully be put on a pathway to retirement savings that's going to be good for them, it'll be good for their families, but it's also going to be good for our entire state because too many people, when they reach retirement, their spending drops precipitously. Well, that's not necessarily good for our economy. And some of these people are going to go on to access state services because they're living near poverty. That is going to cost all of us. This retirement crisis is going to affect everyone in our state and everyone in our country. We need to do something to fix it.
How long till the program reaches full maturity, do you think?
We think within the next year and a half, everyone who is affected by the current legislation will be signed up. And our hope is that by doing this in waves here, we'll learn lessons and we won't have a system crash, and it'll be a seamless transition for most employees in the state.
With more than a million people involved, with money that had not been saved before, even though it should have been saved, Is that a large enough number to affect the economy and consumption patterns around the state?
So we find that when people have it automatically deducted and they don't miss the money, they're happy to save that money. And so we think the long-term benefits for the state outweigh any small or minor short-term consequences. You know, if you ask Americans what their greatest concerns are, one of the greatest concerns they have is retirement insecurity. If we can make people feel more confident about their decisions, you know, we think that's going to translate into better behaviors going forward. You know, it's one of the reasons employers like this is because if their employees are not stressed, if they're happy, they're more productive employees.
Secure choice will be mandatory for businesses that do not have their own employment retirement savings options. Michael Frerichs is the Illinois State Treasurer. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.